They were dominated not by heroic men, but rather by heavy artillery, machine guns that could mow down literally hundreds of soldiers, even in the hands of an incompetent marksman who simply had to take the machine gun. The very name is significant because of its ability to produce mass death. Even an incompetent marksman would simply have to tap the barrel of a machine gun slowly to move it across a killing field of fire to obliterate even the most heroic and determined patriotic frontal attacks of the kind that generals lacking imagination mounted with ever-growing scale on the Western Front. As a culminating horror came another new technology, poison gas, a horrific addition to the arsenals of modernity. Soldiers themselves had a keener understanding of what was happening to them than the generals behind the lines. Soldiers, in their accounts, in their letters home, in their memoirs afterwards, if they were lucky enough to survive, recorded their feelings of growing increasingly anonymous. Individual heroism seemed obsolete in modern industrial war. And there was, above all, one symbolic representation for this trend, the anonymity, the replaceability of an ordinary human being. It was the replacement of those glorious plumed hats and bright uniforms of the 19th century with the darker, more camouflaged colors of the uniforms of the First World War, and especially the stark metal helmets that made all soldiers look alike, anonymous laborers on the battlefield of war. The soldiers also were increasingly unknown in another sense. The unknown soldier, the victim of the First World War, whose body could never be recovered, became a ubiquitous symbol for the horrors of this conflict and their toll. It's estimated in a horrific statistic that nearly half of all the bodies of the dead in the war were never recovered or identified, but instead were ground down into insignificance or lost in the mud of Flanders. There was one particular battle, however, that even among such surpassing horrors went beyond all of this to become the symbol of industrial conflict. This was the Battle of Verdun in 1916. And this hallowed ground remains significant in European popular memory to this very day. It was the site of a titanic battle between the Germans and the French, which illustrated best of all the futility and destructive power of this war. This was a lesson that was repeated, as it were, by the British at the Somme soon afterwards, just to prove that they hadn't learned the lesson of Verdun. The German plans quite deliberately set out to stage a battle at a symbolically important spot, the fortress of Verdun, which was important to the French, which they could not give up, which they would be forced to commit reserves to. The aim of the German plans was to bleed the French army white, as the general made clear. They would succeed in this task, but in the process they would bleed their own army white as well. On the first day of the Battle of Verdun, on February 21st, 1916, an enormous bombardment was unleashed, such as had never been seen before. 1 million shells were fired, landing on the fortresses of Verdun. The shelling in the next days was so intense that it was said that men went mad, even in safe bunkers, from the impact of that shelling. In 10 months of inconclusive conflict that followed, it's estimated that 750,000 French and German soldiers were killed for the advance of only a few miles. On the Eastern Front, a more mobile and more changeable front, the German army scored successes against the Russians, who were woefully unprepared for this conflict. But even their definitive victory eluded the Germans, and the experience of that front, including the experience of occupation of vast territories of Eastern Europe in what amounted to a colonial empire close to home, was brutalizing in ways that were different from the war in the West. The psychological toll of this kind of warfare in the trenches, in particular, showed up in a phenomenon that at first military doctors lacked a word for. This was the phenomenon that they had first called shell shock. It was a phenomenon whereby even the most committed, heroic, stalwart soldiers who were motivated and patriotic were worn down by the impact of what they'd seen and what they'd done, what they had experienced. Over time, Under the impact of trench warfare, even these most determined soldiers could be worn down in spirit, reduced to tears, reduced to nervous spasms, or the inability to understand or follow orders.